A bill before the U.S. House would strip away the National Park Service's power to enforce regulations on the waters of the Yukon-Charlie Preserve. Representative Don Young inserted language into an appropriations bill now being voted on in the House. The Park Service has had to apologize for trying to pull a man over in the currents of the Yukon River for a safety check. Young's anti-Park Service provision was not popular among Democrats, and Representative Norm Dix of Washington State floated an amendment to get Young's issues stripped from the bill.
You know, we have people in the law enforcement area who make mistakes. Well, we don't get rid of law enforcement. We don't say we're no longer going to protect people, the other people.
Democrats also complained because it was policy language and this is a money bill. But Young fought back, and yesterday evening, Dick's amendment was defeated. Young's language against the Park Service was kept.
Think about this very carefully. Do you want an agency that does not respect the rights of individuals because they work for the government? Does not respect the rights of history? I don't think you do. So I'm asking the amendment to be defeated and asking for my colleagues to understand this is a big issue in my state. It's very, very important, not only to me, but to my people. The people of the state of Alaska that have been using that river for centuries.
Young says the entire structure of who regulates the local waters ought to be changed. The Republican-dominated House supported Young's issue, including Representative Mike Simpson of Idaho.
The problem is you say you're trying to save Mr. Young from himself by offering this amendment. We're trying to save the Park Service from itself and the actions that it's taken.
The House continues to vote on amendments to the Interior Appropriations Bill today.